The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 32, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 2nd, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Lord Kapila said, "The senses are symbolic representations of the demigods, and their natural inclination is to work under the direction of the Vedic injunctions. As the senses are the representatives of the demigods, so the mind is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mind's natural duty is to serve. When that service spirit is engaged in devotional service to the Personality of Godhead, without any motive, that is far better even than salvation."
देवानाम गुणलिंगानाम अनुसवीक कर्मणाम सत्त एवैक मनसो वृत्ति स्वाभाविकी तुजा अनिमित्या भागवती भक्ति सिद्धे गरीय। भक्ति इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल इवन टू मुक्ति। People generally consider dharma artha kama moksha. In the beginning, dharma, artha, economic development, kama, sense gratification, then moksha, merging into the supreme one. But bhakti is above that. Siddhe gariyasi. It is above mukti. Mukti is not very much important thing for a bhakta. Billamangal Thakur says, "Bhakti stai sthiratara jadi bhagavan sya daivena phalati दिव्य किशोर मुक्ति मुक्ति मुकुलिता अंजलि सेवते अस्मान धर्मार्थ काम समय प्रतीक्षा। दिस इज द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ बिल्लमंगल ठाकुर। ही वॉज ए साउथ इंडियन ब्राह्मिन, वेरी रिच ब्राह्मिन, बट बाय बैड एसोसिएशन और समथिंग लाइक दैट he became a very staunch prostitute hunter. So he engaged all his income, money, everything after one prostitute. Her name was Chintamani. So it is a very nice story I am briefly describing. So one night, every night he has to go to that prostitute, and one night it was very terribly raining. So the prostitute thought, now this night Billamangal is not coming, it is terribly raining. But Billamangal went there, crossing the river, and the door was closed. He jumped over the door, catching a snake. In this way, very dangerously, he reached the prostitute's house. And the prostitute was astonished that how in this condition you could come here. Oh, you are so much attracted by this skin. If this much attraction you would have to Krishna, how it would have been nice for you." So immediately he left the prostitute's house and went to Vrindavan. The fact is, in his previous life, he executed devotional service up to bhava bhakti. So his Chintamani, that prostitute, became his guru. Remind, that you are so much fond of prostitute, if this attraction would have been to Krishna, how much successful you would have. So it acted and he left to Vrindavan and lived for 700 years. So he has a book, Krishna Karnamrita, Villamangal Thakur. That is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for reading Krishna Karna. So in that book, he writes, Bhakti Stai Bhagavan Jadi Sthiratarasyat. If you have got fixed up devotion unto you, my Lord, Bhagavan, then daivena sphurati dibba kusyoro murti, then very easily we can see your form, kishora dibba kishora murti, your divine form, kishora murti, very young boy. Krishna is always kishore. Krishna's another name is kishore. Kishora murti. Kishore means kaishor. Before marriage, before 11th to 16th year, this is called Kishora age. So Kishora Murti, Krishna is always Kishora Murti. So, by devotional service, one can see the Kishora Murti of Krishna very easily. Bhakti stai sthiratara jadi bhagavan shya, if it is possible. Then, very easily we can see you. When Villamangal Thakur was in Vrindavan, he voluntarily plucked out his eyes because he was very much fond of seeing beauty of woman. So he thought, these eyes are my enemies. So he personally plucked out his eyes. When he was going to Vrindavan, still he became attracted by a woman. And therefore, that woman, of course, was a very rich merchant's wife. So she told her husband that this man is coming after me. What to do? So that merchant received him. The saintly person, all right, you serve her, serve him. So, Villamangal Thakur came to his senses. He said, Mother, you give me the pins of your hair. So I am so much after the beauty of woman, so let me pluck out the eyes. So he made voluntarily blind. So he could not see, but still Krishna was coming in Vrindavan. Krishna is always in Vrindavan. So he was supplying milk. So Dibbo Kisharamurti, he practically realized. So through bhakti, therefore he wrote by his personal experience, Bhakti stai sthiratara jadi bhagavan sya daivena phalati dibba kishora mukti. And so far, dharmartha kama moksha. Moksha, mukti mukulita anjali sevati asma. Mukti is not very important thing. She is always standing at my service, mukulita anjali, with folded hands. Mukti. My dear sir, what can I do for you? This is mukti's position. So, a devotee is not very much anxious for mukti. Because a devotee is always mukta. He is already mukta. Why should he? Suppose if you have got millions of dollars, why should you hanker after 10 rupees? So, bhakti is such a nice thing. But what is that bhakti? That bhakti is animitya bhagavati. That bhakti should be animitta. not with a motive that I shall go to the temple and serve Krishna for this purpose. Krishna can fulfill any purpose you desire. It is not very difficult for him, because he is almighty, full with all opulences. So if you want something, material happiness from Krishna, it is not very difficult for Krishna. He can give you mukti. But to ask from Krishna anything else than bhakti is foolishness. That is foolishness. My Guru Maharaj used to give this example, just like if you go to a rich man and he says, now whatever you like, you can ask from me, I shall give you. Then if you ask him that give me a pinch of ass, then is that very intelligent? Similarly, there is a story that one old woman in the forest, I think it is in his hospital somewhere. So she was carrying a big bundle of dry wood, and somehow or other the bundle fell down. It was very heavy. So the old woman became very much disturbed, who will help me to get this bundle on my head. So she began to call God, God help me. And God came, what do you want? Kindly help me to get this bundle on my head. You see, God came to giving benediction, and she wanted to give this bundle again on my head. So we are doing the same thing. When you go to God, we ask Him, kindly give me the bundle on my head. My family become happy, I may have a large amount of money to enjoy, material things. We ask that. That is our foolishness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, therefore, that actually if you want something from God, that should be only begging for His service. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra means addressing God, Krishna, Hare, and His energy, Hara, Srimati Radharani, or Lakshmi ji. Hare, this internal potency of Krishna. Hara is Krishna's internal potency. The external potency is Durga, and the internal potency is Radharani, Jairadhi. So, this is Daivi Prakriti. Mahatmanastumang Pratha Daivi Prakriti Masrita. The devotees, they take shelter of the Daivi Prakriti, Radharani, Lakshmi ji. They worship therefore Vaishnava, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram, the first of all the energy. The energy. So the Hare Krishna mantra is first addressing the energy, the internal energy, potency of Krishna. Hare, from Hara to Hare, that is the Sambodhan. So Hare Krishna, O Radharani, or Lakshmi, or Sita, and Krishna, or Rama, or Narayana, the same thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, addressing them. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord's energy. So, when you address somebody, you want to ask something. So if they reply, yes, why you are calling? Then he's calling, please engage me in your service. This is the prayer. Not that give me money. give me beautiful wife, or many followers. This is material hankering. Everyone wants some prestigious position, lab, puja, pratishtha. Some material profit, love, and prestigious position so that people will give him salam, minister, president, and to become very famous, historically very famous. These are material hankerings. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, nadhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang va jagadisa kamai. We don't want. This is animitya bhakti. Nimitta, for some certain reason, if you become a bhakta, then you are not a shuddha bhakta. You are a viddha bhakta, a polluted bhakta. Pure bhakti is annavilasita sunnam. Zero. Material hankerings, anything material hankering should be void. The void philosophy, nirman, that indicates that you should completely finish this material desire. That is Lord Buddha's philosophy. Nirman. Nirman means material philosophy. Material desires to make it void, no more. Lord Buddha said up to that, because the people who are following him, they are not so expert, advanced, therefore he did not say, what is after giving up every desire? Because desireless it cannot be. Desires, people say that you become desireless. Give up your all desires. That give up all desires means you give up your material desires. Because it cannot be desireless, then you are dead body. But we are eternal living entity. Nitya sasatayam nahannati hannamani sarire. We are getting different types of body on account of different desires. So, I become desireless of this habit, then I desire another habit. So that is going on. See, desireless is not possible. Desirelessness means you have to purify your desire. Don't desire anything except the service of Krishna. That is desireless. Animitya. Animitya bhakti siddhe gariyasi. If you come to that position, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang va jagadisa kamaya. Mama janmani janmani share. He says janmani janmani, birth after birth. That means he does not require even salvation. Because salvation means apunar bhava janma. No more janma. No more birth. No more birth. There are two kinds of no more birth. For the Mayavadis or impersonalists, they want to stop birth, to merge into the existence of the Supreme, Brahmanirvana. Brahmanirvana, the Buddha philosophy teaches Nirvana, devoid of all material desires. That much. He does not give any more. Shankaracharya gives further more. That Brahmanirvana, that you become desireless of this material world, but you enter, merge into Brahma. That is called Brahmanirvana. And the Vaishnava philosopher says that you make null and void all your material desires, enter into Brahma, and be engaged in the service of the Lord. This is called bhakti. So Brahmanirvana is also siddhi. But more than that siddhi is to be engaged in the service, Brahma service. That service is not ordinary service. The service to the Lord is not to be calculated as equal to this material service. Then Mayavadi philosophers, they cannot understand it. Krishna says personally that this devotional service is in the transcendental platform, Brahma service. Therefore he says, mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevati. This bhakti yoga, one who is actually employed, engaged in pure devotional onimitya, without any motive, without any material purpose, that is real spiritual service. Mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevati. Sab gunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalva. Brahma Bhuyaka. That service is on the Brahma platform. So some people, they do not know that there is another platform of service or another platform of activities which is called Brahma activities. Because those who are grossly in the bodily concept of life, they have no information there is Brahma or soul within this body. So mukti means to deliver that Brahma from this material engagement. But actually, if you don't give him engagement, because the soul is working, that everyone can appreciate, we are very active. Oh, I am Prime Minister, I am President, I am Birla, I am Silla, so many things, that's all right. But is that Prime Minister, is this body or the soul? Because as soon as the soul is out of the body, what is the value of this Prime Minister's body? It is no more useful. Finish. That we do not understand. Actually, the soul is working. In different capacities, either as Prime Minister or Lord Brahma, King Indra or the cat or dog or the insect, the soul is working in different atmosphere and different body. So the perfection of these activities of the soul, that he has got already indriyas. We are acting with our hands, legs, ears, eyes, nose, everything, karmendriya, 10 kinds of activities are being performed by the senses. And there are 5 kinds of sense objects, tanmatra, 15. And the 8 elements, material, earth, water, fire. So 15 and 8, 23. And the soul, this is 24. That is the subject matter of Sankhya philosophy, how these 24 different items are combined together and work. This is the study of Sankhya philosophy. Yesterday we talked about Sankham. Sattamanayam jat prabhadanti Sankham. So there is material Sankhya philosopher. They simply satisfy, simply studying these 24 types of elements, but the real Sankhya philosophy as propounded by Kapil there, that is bhakti. That is, he has said, bhakti vitana yogam. The activities of the spiritual field, that is Sankhya philosophy, not of the material fields. In the material field, you will find this 24 kinds of elements, analyze. But beyond this 24, there is soul, and the soul is acting, that is called spiritual activities or bhakti yoga. So because it is transcendental to material activities, then therefore in the bhakti yoga There is no such desire for material benefit. Animitya, the Buddha said, animitya. Here all activities are done for some material profit. Nobody is, even the so-called political leader sacrifice everything, that's all right, but everything is for material benefit. Even in our country, a big man like Mahatma Gandhi, he sacrificed everything, his family, his profession, many other leaders. But what for they were working? They were working for some material benefit, that's all. Not for any spiritual benefit. So that is not transcendental activities. That is material activities. Expanded material thoughts. Somebody is working for his family, or somebody is working for himself. Like animals, the cats and dogs, they work for himself. And human beings, they are little advanced. They work for family, for wife, children, or further extended, for society, for community, for nation. You can expand. Even international, they're all material activities. Nimitta. Simply expanded. Expanded. Suppose if you steal for yourself, and if you steal for your family, or if you steal for your community, that stealing is there because you are stealing for greater family. That does not mean you are not a thief. There was a story, Alexander and the thief. The Alexander arrested one thief, big dacoit, plunderer. So, when he explained, my dear Sir Alexander, so what is the difference between you and me? I am also plunderer, you are also plunderer. I am a small plunderer, you are a big plunderer. So where is the difference in quality? So Alexander the Great, he was very sensible. He released him. Yes, there is no difference. So to become a big thief, big plunderer, does not mean that he is advanced. Similarly, our sense for personal sense gratification or my family sense gratification or for my nation sense gratification, that is sense gratification. That is not spiritual activity. That is material activity. So long you will have desire for sense gratification, and localized or expanded, the quality does not change. The quality will change when the sense gratification will be transferred to Krishna. Not sense gratification for me, for my family, for my society, for my nation, or for my species, just like there are many philanthropists. They are busy doing welfare activities for the human race. But they are not interested for the benefit of the animal race. Animal race should be slaughtered and human race should eat. This is their philosophy. But we have already discussed Kapildev's philosophy. Srida sarvadehina. Srida sarvadehina. The animal has got also body. We have also got body. But a Vaishnava is not only a friend to the human society, but he is friend to the animal society also. The bird society, tree society, every society. A Vaishnava does not like, and unnecessarily, a tree should be cut down. That is Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava does not like to trample over an ant. That is Vaishnava philosophy. Sarvadehina. Titiksava karunika. Srihida sarvadehina. We have already discussed this verse. So, how this can be possible? This Srida Sarvadehina is possible when one has surrendered himself to the Supreme Being on his account. Because he has surrendered to the Supreme Being, he is friend to all living beings. Artificially, you cannot. Artificially, you select some section, the poorer section, and worship him like Narayan, and you call him Daridra Narayan. But a devotee, if he has got vision of Narayan, he will see the Daridra Narayan, the rich Narayan, the Chag Narayan, and the heavy Narayan. Pandita Samadarshana. Why a section should be called Narayan? If you have got such broader vision that you are seeing Narayan in everything, then what the rich man has got done, he is also Narayan. And the goat has got, he is also Narayan. The cow, he is also Narayan. Then you should, if you have such broader vision that you see everywhere Narayan, then why should you specify a section, Daridra Narayan? So, it is not possible. So long one is not a devotee, one is not on the transcendental platform, this equal vision is not possible.